It's time for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guests today are Megan Hogfield, Water Resources Specialist for the City of Superior, and Alan Brew from the Lake Superior Research Institute. Alan is the Outreach Program Manager. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to be talking about the After the Flush event that's coming up on May 7th. First off, the title really grabs you. This is happening May 7th at Thirsty Pagan. Megan, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about the purpose and where this came from? What need did you see that was like, you know what? This is what we got to do.
Well, it's kind of fun because it was a mix of people coming together and organizations coming together because Cafe Sci, this organization, reached out to myself and my coworker, and we're like, we really want to do a tour as part of our month of programming. And so we're like, great, let's schedule it for May. And then Alan reached out and was like, hey, I have this kind of programming, this more or less a wastewater seminar kind of series or water workforce series, and I want to do a wastewater one. And I was like, well, maybe we could just put it all together and make it into a big event that includes information for the community about what wastewater does for our community, and then also what maybe a couple of those jobs could look like if people are looking or interested in learning about that kind of workforce.
Yeah, Alan, if you want to add to that.
Yeah, so on my side, this is part of a larger grant that we have from the Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin. And the goal of that grant is really to introduce people to careers focused on kind of the freshwater economy. We've got a series, it's kind of the umbrella title is Finding Work, and we're doing a number of these with different career paths that people might explore related to freshwater. And so this is one of them with the focus on treating water.
And this event, well, let's not bury the lead here. It starts with pizza.
That's
and
right. All good things start with pizza, right?
Right, you know, yeah, no arguments there. It starts with pizza at Thirsty Pagan. There's going to be presentations there, and then it's going to move on to a tour. Let's take this a piece at a time here. When it comes to the presentations at Thirsty Pagan, is this going to essentially be Cafe Sci at that location, or are there going to be members from Cafe Sci there to kind of help facilitate the event?
Yeah, so I think Nate is the kind of the person that leads Cafe Sci, and so he'll be there, and we'd kind of, co-lead the event. But we have Alan, myself, and then Ryan Erke with Resource Renew are going to kind of lead the discussion, and there'll be actual wastewater, perhaps operators from Resource Renew in Duluth and then City of Superior Wastewater Treatment Plant to kind of do a round robin of this is who I am, this is how I got here. And then we'll have information on what the kind of licensing and certificates it would take to get a job like that, and just offer room for discussion and conversation with those folks if you want to add anything.
Yeah, it's a little bit more like social hour, but like at the same time, there's obviously going to be people there who you're going to know and you can reach out to and be like, oh, I want to talk to that person because of X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, so they'll all do a quick introduction, and then we kind of spread around a table so people can ask follow-up questions and focus on that. But, you know, our hope is that these treatment buildings are often like big brick buildings that are kind of opaque. And we don't think people realize how many different career paths there are that come together to make the treatment happen of the water. And so the hope is to have a number of folks there with kind of different career paths, but all working towards the same goal, help people better understand how many different ways they could intersect with that potential career path, regardless of kind of what their interests are. So everything from really mechanical things to chemistry and, you know, research, those types of things.
I'm glad you brought that up, the career path that is kind of being highlighted here. Yeah. So it seems like people, regardless of where they are in their professional career and whether they're on that, you know, maybe track or in that realm of work, they could be maybe looking to pivot. It's kind of wide open to people that are maybe just starting their careers or people maybe looking to change tracks a little bit.
Yeah, very much. I think Ryan will be a good example of that. So Ryan used to work at a small college in Vermont, and now he finds himself here working with Resource Renew. And so that's a kind of the example, as you said, of these career changes, kind of marshaling past experiences to apply to the work of treating the water and that.
And the actual tour, How much about so you'll be moving from Thirsty Pagan to the treatment plant? I think I have my nomenclature right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what, do you know what that looks like? Is somebody leading the way? Is this, do they do these every half an hour? When it comes to tours, sometimes I'm like, do they just do these on a regular basis? But no, this has got to be a special kind of event, yeah?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of answers to your question. So it could be a scheduled tour, the City of Superior Wastewater Treatment Plant, like this one will be, or anyone can just show up and be like, hey, do you have availability to do a tour? So it can be super formal or informal. I tend to make my tours, I am one of the tour guides, pretty informal because it's fun and people usually have a lot more. I find more questions if it's a little bit more informal. But for that day, depending on how many people show up, we'll have just one tour or two tours, because we'll do like, if it's like 30 or more people, that's a pretty big group size. So we'll split it up and my coworker Lisa and I will lead those tours. And there's 7 steps of the wastewater treatment side, so the water portion of wastewater, which include treatment and disinfection. And then there's the solid waste, which there's 2 steps more or less. So we'll go through all those.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the surprises that you get from people when you're giving tours? When people walk out of there, what are some of the things they're like, I had no idea?
One of the things I say is the water that you're drinking today could have been wastewater at some point. And they're just like, especially kids, they're like, oh my gosh, gross. Yeah. And then I actually was just talking with Alan about this. The chemicals or pharmaceuticals that are in wastewater, we don't necessarily treat them out. So they're oftentimes passed through chemicals, so they don't get removed through the treatment process.
So on May 7th at Thirsty Pagan, it's going to be the After the Flush event. Where can people go for more information? And can we get an exact start time? When are people gathering?
People are gathering at 5:30. Well, food will kind of start being served at 5:30. So folks could come, you know, 10 or 15 minutes earlier. But 5:30 at the Thirsty Pagan. And they can go to uwsuper.edu/LSRI speakers to register. And so folks need to register for the food part at Thirsty Pagan. If they just want to do the tour, they can just show up and do that. But we'd love to have everybody register. That would be really helpful.
People want to just join for the tour and can't make it to the Pagan for pizza. The Thirsty Pagan will be at the facility, the wastewater treatment facility, by 6:30.
Yeah, and there will be there, folks there. I mean, all of the people presenting would be able to talk with folks about, you know, kind of actual job opportunities too, and what that process would look like to apply, or kind of what education they might want to get. So it should be definitely a step towards those careers if folks are interested.
Alan, Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Megan Hoogveld, Water Resources Specialist for the City of Superior, and Alan Brew from Lake Superior Research Institute. And this is Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.